Welcome again to Cottage Talk Full Time. This is our initial reaction to Fulham's embarrassing 4-1 loss to Manchester United at Old Trafford. We have coverage coming from everywhere, and I'm going to bring all of the co-hosts on. First, I'm going to start with my co-host, Mr. Janaeus in Toronto. Giannis, boy, that was terrible to watch today.
It was very poor indeed. Especially first half, it was an absolute... I don't think I've done as much swearing at a television set for years. It was dire. Second half was a little bit better, and then we got Anguissa sent off, and it was yuck. It was a yucky performance, but sometimes you have to play that badly to realise how much you've got to do. And I wouldn't want to be Tony Khan right now. He must be sitting going, bloody hell, I spent $57 million on two players that have one leg between them.
I think I know which two players you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Let me bring on Max. Max is actually at the Fan Fest in New York City for the Premier League. It was on NBC Sports today. He was actually there, so let me bring Max on. Max, let's get your initial reaction to this embarrassing loss.
Imagine for you guys, it was tough to watch. For me, I'd say it was even tougher. Just based on, I was just surrounded by 100 United fans. There are two other Fulham fans at this Fan Fest watching the TV. And whoever knows, Manchester United fans are the worst set of fans in England and across the world. They don't know anything about football. They're all glory hunters. And, you know, they were just so knowledgeable. And every goal went in. They're giving it to us and fair play to them. But it was a gutless performance. I agree. Sarri and Gisa are two of the worst central midfielders I've seen play for Fulham. I would say I don't want to see them in a Fulham shirt ever again.
Wow.
And the blame there is clearly on the recruitment policy. Those two players, I'm going to bring you just quickly one modest goal, the second goal in this match. They're both jogging back. Modest is really on a lot of strokes home. What is the passion? And that's just disgraceful to me. You can be a poor player and fight. Be a poor player and not showing any fight. That's inexcusable. And that was a problem. And it's really worrying to see that Kimmery thought Ranieri would improve this team. That first half was three steps back than we have in Ivanovic.
Okay, very good there, my friend. All right. Let me now bring on from Old Trafford, I'm going to bring on Matt Smith. Matt is actually coming out of the match from Old Trafford. Matt, welcome back to Cottage Talk. It's been a while. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Well, could be a little better. it's a beautiful day in sunny Manchester. And
yep.
Walking back in the rain and the wind. But, yeah, just, you know, disappointing. I mean, obviously, at the game, you don't necessarily go into looking for 3 points. But we would have liked to have seen us perform better in the first half. I think, like Giannis said, the second half was a little better, but the game was decided at that point. So,
right.
You know, so that was pretty difficult to handle, but, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things to kind of initially talk about, but, yeah, definitely, hopefully nowhere to go but up from here.
Let me ask you, did that have to do, I'm talking about the first half, more with Manchester United or Fulham? Because it takes two to tango, but who was more responsible for this? Was this just them basically just dictating everything, or was it possibly also Fulham's, again, their approach to this game, or
well,
a little bit of both?
Well, it's, you know, I hate to ride the fence, but it is a little bit of both because, you know, United definitely had the bit between their teeth. They definitely were moving the ball faster than we could. The problem with the shape, we were very, very narrow in the first half, especially defensively. We were really committing numbers to keep them to one side. The problem was that we weren't putting the correct pressure on the ball. And they could just release the ball with one touch to the other side of the field, and we really got in trouble in that way. So when we went to the 4-4-2 in the second half, it was more effective. But like I said, the game was gone at that point. But no, in the first half, it was, you know, they you know, United definitely looked like, you know, more like the United we're used to. But I think we kind of contributed to their success just in the fact that our shape was so narrow defensively. And when we won the ball, we didn't transition. Our outside backs weren't getting wide quickly enough. And we were trying to play up the middle of the field, which is where everybody already was. So, you know, it makes it pretty difficult against a team of the quality United.
Okay, very good. Let me go to Giannis. Giannis, thoughts on what Matt just shared? You know, again, their fullbacks were just having all kinds of joy, and they were just dictating to us. But what are your thoughts of what Matt just shared? He was there, so... What do you think about what Fulham did in the first half and how he explained it?
Well, I agree with him. I mean, we looked far too narrow in that first half. And I think, I mean, Claudio's made a couple of brave decisions bringing off Mitro and Kearney. But I almost think it was like, well, you've worked hard on the pitch. Really, this is their problem. They should go out and sort themselves out. I mean, that first goal that Ashley Young scored.
Yep.
Absolutely atrocious defending by Odoi. I mean, how do you try and defend someone as good a left-sided, you know, right-footed left back as him, and you're standing there marking with your legs open, flat. It was just awful defending. Second half, we came out with a little bit more purpose. We yep. moved the ball around quicker. But the thing that Ranieri's got to look at now, and I was delighted, by the way, to see Ibrahim Cisse come on, and I thought he actually did okay, is Ranieri's assessing his squad still, and he's saying, okay, who can we play with? Who's going to help us out and who isn't? And you can see Kearney had some quality in the first half, but Seri and Anguissa are so far off the pace that it's just become scary. And second half, they improved a little bit, but I think that was more a function of the change in formation. Nonetheless, I mean, 4-1 was, you know, it was reflective of the game. We really have no complaints. I don't even think United are that good. I just thought we stood off them and we defended in blocks and, you know, we missed assignments and, you know, our marking wasn't good enough. And the end of the day was a 4-1 loss.
Okay, very good. Let me bring one of our co-hosts again back on the line. Let me bring Max back on. Max, thoughts on what the guys just shared there about the first half? Who was more responsible for that embarrassing first half?
It's tough to say. I'm going to say Fulham because we've seen teams go to Old Trafford and attack them. We didn't do that. We were so passive. And under it, we expected to have quick attacking tempo, right? But we sat off. We didn't make them uncomfortable. And the team was that Phil Jones, Chris Long in the back. They were there for the take, you know? And we just were passive. Squarely on us. To be fair, if anyone was off, United never truly dominated us, right? Our goals were all really soft. I think we really shot ourselves in the foot. In the second half, when we actually tried to score direct and actually cause them problems, we had success. But the entire first half, we didn't have anything. And as I said before, that started up there as one of the worst halves of the season. It was abject in every way.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, and I'll ask the guys the same thing. Callum Chambers did not play, was not in the 18. Did we miss him today?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Giannis, back to you. Did we miss Callum Chambers in this match?
Yeah, I think we did. I think we did. We didn't seem to have as much shape. But I'm going to give Ranieri some slack here because he's still trying to size up lineups. We've got bigger battles ahead. We know we've got a big December ahead. And, you know, he's got to assess the squad. Chambers has played well this year. Of late. But he had to give Anguissa a chance. And Anguissa, for me, it's not just the speed of his feet or lack of them. I mean, I think my mum might beat him in a race. It's the decision-making. You know, his intention of dribbling in zone one, you know, through two attackers that are coming down. His feet are too slow. His decision-making is even slower. He looks really cumbersome. Cisse looked a couple of yards quicker when he came on.
Yeah.
And Ibrahim Cisse, for some reason, for the last year or so, has had, you know, peripheral playing time, but I hope he's done enough today for Ranieri to look at him and, you know, warrant, you know, him getting more game time. Anguissa right now looks like a giant rhino that's just lost a leg.
Bad. It was bad. Let me bring Matt back on. Matt, question to you. Did we miss Callum Chambers in this match? I know it's a basic question, but your thoughts?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think that's a no-brainer. You know, to not see him in the 18, I'm not really sure. A lot of people around us were asking the same thing about where he was. And, you know, I think what Giannis has said is, you know, with Siri, it's a tough thing. You know, he's a luxury player, and we don't have the luxury of being able to have a luxury player. We're just not at that position right now where I feel like Ranieri's trying to turn him into a box-to-box type of number eight, if you will. And he's just not that. He wants to sit at the top and do his thing, but Callum Chambers, I think, really could have helped us today, just solidifying in front of the back four and dealing with players in the midfield, because we just give way too much space. It was way too simple, and just like Giannis said, even though, you know, I'm not saying United are great, but they are good enough to slice and dice us when they do have that much space.
Okay, very good. All right, right back to you. Can we take something from the second half? They were much better in the second half.
You know, the shape was much better. We were more attacked. We had more width when we attacked. We were able to close down the outside backs a little bit better and kind of neutralize them a little bit more, which really, really helped. So, you know, in that terms, yeah, I still don't think two up front is the way that, that we should go from, you know, from here on. But it was a good look to know that we could do that if we need to. So really, I think it just showed how bad we were in the first half.
Okay, very good. Giannis, back over to you. Can we take something from the second half? And also, let's talk about the two controversial moments. The announcers, you know, again, I'm watching the match. I can't remember who said it, but they basically said that that wasn't a penalty, that that was a bad call. Thoughts on that, and then thoughts on the second yellow from Anguissa.
Okay, first things first, that was a penalty. He's connected with his knee first. It's a penalty. It's a penalty, and you see that. You see the reaction of Herrera. I mean, it's he's taken his knee, and then he's come through with the ball. It's penalty. So, honestly, blind as bats. Secondly, Anguissa, I don't know, Probert, I'm fixing him an optician's appointment for Monday morning. Can we take anything away from the game? I thought Rico had a good game until the fourth one. He'd like to have that one back. I thought Joe Bryan actually had a pretty decent game. Ream was in and out at times. Mawson cleared the line fairly well. Odoi was dreadful. I think that Vieta did okay when he came on. Schürrle was feeding off scraps. Mitro was feeding off scraps. Kearney showed a bit of class first half. It was almost like a mercy substitution because he's surrounded by the Titanic and other wrecks. I thought Ibrahim Cissé did okay when he came on. I thought Camara worked very, very hard, got the penalty. That was a nice turn. So there's some positives. I think the biggest positive, funnily enough, is our fans. Our fans were singing for 90 minutes.
I could hear them.
Absolutely. Yeah, they were magnificent. And they deserve better than that. Okay. And but, you know, I'm not going to get too despondent just because it's such a long way to go. We've got Wolves and we've got Huddersfield, which was this week voted the worst place in England to live. Not a surprise. And I think we have, we may have Cardiff coming up as well, or Bardiff. So I think we'll be better organised. Ranieri will learn from this. Hopefully Kearney and Mitro don't have injuries.
Okay.
And maybe we'll see a bit more Cissé.
Okay, very good. Matt, over to you. Final thoughts before we go.
Like John said, I hope we can learn from this. I hope Ranieri can learn from this. I hope we can move on. The atmosphere from the fans was really fantastic. It was definitely a great experience for me and Heather to be here for that, and hopefully we can get it together for West Ham at home, who are playing quite well at the moment. So we're going to have to be ready to defend their athleticism and things like that. So, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, this is not a game that we came into expecting to win. We hope we will perform better in the first half, and hopefully we will at the Cottage on Saturday.
Okay. I've just got one follow-up because I want to ask you and Giannis the same question. Obviously, during the match, when you see a team play like this and get destroyed like this, you start to see talk on social media about relegation. Does this match indicate relegation to you?
For me, it doesn't. For me, it doesn't. It's nothing, I think, to really jump off a cliff about. I think we're going to be in a fight, but I don't think it's something that where we need to be too doom and gloom about it. I think we can move forward from this. And like Giannis said, we have some big games coming up, and so let's just take care of those.
Okay. Giannis, does this indicate relegation to you? Again, I'm just telling you what I've seen on social media and from friends. They think this is an indicator. Do you agree or disagree?
Absolutely disagree. I think this is one of those games that was what we call a throwaway and nothing to lose. I think if we played with that sort of abandon in the second half, in the first half, who knows? Besides which, just you know, when the chips are down, remember that Manchester was voted the second worst place in England to live. So all those Fulham fans can at least go down to cheery Cottage Way and have some fun. But no, you know what? When you win, you're never as good as you think you are. And United, to me, weren't impressive. We just had a very poor first half. And second half, when we put them on the back foot, we caused them some problems.
I thought we did too.
Yeah. So there are some positives. I just, you know, I didn't like that first half, but it is what it is. Now we look forward to that wet spam.
Okay, very good. Okay, before we go, I want to mention this to you guys. Giannis, I actually made a very interesting bet because this is how strong I feel about this, and it's a funny bet. I bet that Fulham are going to win their next three home matches. I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to say they're going to win their next three home matches. And the person I made the bet with, I said, if I lose, this person gets to host Cottage Talk for a show. We're just going to leave it at that. And we'll see if I'm right or if I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, this person will host one episode of Cottage Talk. So,
Lord have mercy. I think I know what you're talking about.
I just wanted to mention that. Matt, back over to you. Thank you for doing this.
Hey, you're welcome. Welcome. My pleasure.
Okay, very good. All right. Giannis, as always, thank you for doing this, my friend. I also want to thank Max Cohen, who was at the Premier League Fan Fest in New York. But that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. For Matt Smith, Giannis Giannaeus, and Max Cohen, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.